We have a guest joining us here in our studios this morning. Dave Gammel with us here this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about the fourth annual Southwest Iowa Car Cruise coming up here very soon. Dave, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Yeah, coming up here on October 11th, and I don't even know why I'm looking at the calendar. It's coming up this Sunday already.
Yeah,
October's disappearing in a hurry. You've got plenty of room for folks to participate?
We hope so. It's probably the best cruise weather we've ever had. So I think we're going to have big numbers. We get what we get, but I think it's going to be a little bit on the good side.
Right. We've talked about this in the past, but it's always good to kind of set the ground level there and talk a little bit about how this got started in the first place.
Sure. 4 years ago, I had a real good gentleman, a fine friend, Howard Rush, that passed away, and he had a museum north of Griswold, and it was called Fords and More, and I did all the work and maintenance on the vehicles there and everything, and we just hated to see what happened, but that's life, and Howard was such a gracious man that I heard a lot of people talk about, I just never got up there to see that museum and wish I had ever, never got down to see it. And so we decided to have one more day at the museum, and we all got together and kind of got the word out, and a lot of cruisers came and seen it one more time. And after the cruise was over that day, we left from Corning, came to the museum, and then from the museum we went to Lanik and gave away some stuff, and everybody thought it was such a great deal. They said, you got to do this again. So here I am doing it again. This is the fourth annual.
Here we are, four times now.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, yeah, you're right. You're going to get some great weather here on Sunday for this. And it looks like you've got a pretty ambitious drive planned that day.
Yeah. Well, it's actually the first big cruise we had was actually 260 miles. And we've got her down to 200 now. normally, what we did last year kind of started it we try to find some place interested to stop and see as a group, but with the COVID, we decided we better just keep on driving, so we eliminated any stops this year as far as getting inside buildings as a group. But we have lowered the number of miles, and then we have increased a little more set-down time so we can show the rides in certain towns, and people in the towns that we set down into can stop in and shoot the bull. But we've added a few more set downs. After the second year, I had a questionnaire, and the questionnaire came back. More men came back with more potties, more potty breaks. So we have set downs and stops and more of that for the older men, which I'm getting there.
Well, if you're going to be cruising 200 miles, you're going to work up a bit of an appetite too.
Yeah, sure are. We're going to start at Griswold, Iowa this year. We're going to leave there from the high school parking lot at 9 o'clock, and we're going to cruise on over on 92 Kerr Pass Greenfield, and there's a county road that goes north to Stewart. We're going to go north. We're going to stop the first stop in Stewart, and do a little stop, and there again our bathroom breaks, people that need gas, more coffee, whatever. We're going to sit there for about 20-25 minutes, and then what I think is the most beautiful part of the cruise is between Stewart and Panora. There's a beautiful county road, I think it's called P28, and it is absolutely beautiful. We try and go on that every chance we can. It's pretty no matter what time of the year, but especially now the trees are turning, and I think it's going to be beautiful. But we're going to run that up to Panora, and then after we get through Panora, we're going to go a little farther up to County Road F-25 and actually take another hit of some pretty trees through Springbrook State Park, and that's a beautiful little drive through there between the two highways. And we'll get back on 25 and go north and get back on Highway 141. And we'll turn in at Coon Rapids, go north on County Road up to Highway 30 to Glidden. And when we get to Glidden, we'll take a left on 30 and end up in Carroll for dinner that day. And we'll set down in Carroll for about an hour in the parking lot to get refreshed and everything and show our rides. And then we're heading back down 71. Had some a gentleman wanted to know if we was going to stop in Templeton, and I said, "No, no, we're not even going to go through Templeton. We're going to bypass that. We're going to stay on 71, and then when we get to Audubon, everybody knows the greatest thing in Audubon is Albert. We're going to blow by Albert, and there's a brand new truck stop on the south side of Audubon. That's a beautiful truck stop. I mean, I know Audubon's very proud of that." It's called Waspy's Truck Stop, and we're going to stop in there and set down for a while and show our rides there in Waspy's, get gas and whatever again. Lord, there's enough concrete. I don't know if you've been up there, Jim, but there's enough concrete to pave a city up there. And I mentioned to a guy the other day, you guys had the drags a couple weekends ago out to the airport. I went out and emceed it and took my fire truck, and we had a great time. I think they could have a drag race up there on that parking lot. But we're gonna have fun there. Then we're gonna come down and we're gonna take a right at Hamlin, and then we're gonna scoot across on 44, and that's designated in your state map as a beautiful ride.
Scenic byway.
Yes, yep. Scenic byway. And then when we get to Kimbleton, we're going to come south, and that's even scenic to the interstate. Go through Kimbleton, Elkhorn, and then we're going to come in to Lanik on 83, and we're going to set down at the old skating rink and the old grocery store. Camlin's on it. They were gracious to let us park there Sunday to show our rides, so we're going to have another set down when we get into Atlantic. And time wise for people that are interested in maybe seeing that, we're going to be in Atlantic about just a little before 4 o'clock Sunday. If they want to come down and see all the cars and the vehicles, there's going to be motorcycles. A gentleman called and wanted to know if he could bring his motorhome. I said, "You can bring anything that has rubber tires and we'll run 55, 60 mile an hour." So if the people in Atlantic want to come down and see the rides, we'll be sitting there for a while. And then we'll go south on 6 to 48 and then back home where we started in Griswold. About a 198 mile run.
Good. Very good.
That's a lot of talking and a lot of moving, but
it's all right.
It's just what we're going to have to do that day too. Yeah. To emphasize, you know, the cruise, a lot of people have this feeling that if they don't have a $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 beautiful ride, they can't go. And I emphasize again to people this year, you can come in anything and enjoy the cruise. It's for anybody. Family cars, mm-hmm. motorcycles, motorhomes, pickups, fancy cars, anything. If you want to go, come to Griswold Saturday and be there by 9 o'clock.
Sunday,
I'm sorry. Yeah, Sunday. And enjoy the ride. Not a problem. We have a time schedule. So the people out there listening, if they live in Messina, Iowa, or Greenfield, or even north of Stewart, you guys get out quite a ways on the radio, give me a call at 712-789-0155, and I'll tell you within 5 or 10 minutes of that intersection or where you're going to be that we'll pick you up. So it's that's what is kind of nice about this. We're picking people up already in Lyman. We're picking people up at Greenfield Sunday. We've got people coming up from Corning. We hope the way they're talking, they're going to come up to Corning and meet us in Messina instead of coming to Griswold.
Sure.
So it's a good deal. Just encourage motorcycles, anything. Have a great day.
Need to register ahead of time?
We did that. And the registration was cut off only mm-hmm. because we didn't want to get the registration in the mail.
Sure.
And get lost or whatever. So pre-registration was cut off,
okay.
And that's just an advantage for people to where they don't have to wait in line
right.
Sunday morning. But you can come Sunday and register. We have everything to fill out. We feel it's going to be pretty busy to where when it gets to be about 8:45. We're going to say, guys, fill that baby out sometime today and get it to me at the end of the cruise.
Drop it off.
Yeah. Might put a little pitch in here, if you don't mind. Sure. They're going to have a fireman's breakfast that morning in Griswold at the fire station. They're raising money to build a new firehouse. So if you want to come to Griswold and eat an omelet breakfast, that's where we're all going to be Sunday morning before we get ready to go. So you want to put a little shout out to the fire department. If you want to support them, you can sure come to town and eat. So
yeah, you bet. Well, a lot of those types of events have taken a little bit of a hit this year, too. So anytime we can raise a few extra funds for folks, we sure want to do that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Well, a lot of folks will enjoy the ride during the course of the day. Yeah, you caught a break with the weather. I mean, not only is the weather going to be great on Sunday, but the leaves are turning about a week or two ahead of schedule for this part of the country. So you're really catching a good time here.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when we decided to have it in the fall, we decided to have it always on the second Sunday of October. And when I looked on the internet and looked at the favorable fall foliage, that's prime, right in this area. It's prime for right now. Last year, we went clear over to Nebraska and came back into Iowa. And, of course, we fought the flood and only could cross one way. But things were so wet last year. Things were green as green come, you know, October. It was still green. Wasn't a pretty leaf nowhere.
No. Well, every year is different. We found that out here the last couple
yes,
now, haven't
yes.
we? Well, very good. Well, hope folks get a chance to get out and enjoy that. And if not, to go out and drive and cruise along with them, at least to enjoy as you come through the area. You can watch them ride by, or you can stop at one of those locations where they'll be having the stopovers and have an opportunity to see some of those rides and maybe visit with some of the folks that are bringing those along, too. You probably get some pretty neat ones.
Yeah, yeah, there's some really nice people, and unfortunately, it's not like a car show to where you set and then you look at each other for 4 or 5 hours. Here we get in and we run for 4 or 5 hours and don't get to set much. But I had a gentleman, like on our second car cruise, we were just talking about the difference between a car show and a car cruise. And this gentleman said, there's a lot of differences, but yet there isn't. He says a car cruise is a car show. It's just running at 50 mile an hour.
True. Yeah.
You know, and so I said, that's a good point.
Yep, those the crews, you got to drive your car to it. You can't tow it.
Right. Yeah, you can't trailer that. You know, that's really the truth. And but it's just another form of, I guess, showing your ride. But here you're able to see basically God's country. You know, and let it go at that. We can play with Mother Nature all day long, but it's going to be a beautiful day Sunday, and we might as well enjoy it and give thanks who needs to be thanked.
You bet. Get out, have a good time, and all socially distanced, too. So
absolutely.
See how well that worked out for us.
No kissing bumpers.
Very good. Well, Dave, hope you have a wonderful day, and hope you get some real good feedback on this, too, and look forward to next year. That'll be the fifth annual already.
Yeah, appreciate you having us up here, and always enjoy talking to you.